Today's episode of the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast has been brought to you by bedtime, because you've got to get up for school in the morning, and Mom and Dad could really use a few hours to themselves to help their sanity. Hello and welcome to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. Today is Wednesday, the 17th of September, 2014. My name is Eric and I'm a stay-at-home dad. Or put another way, Mr. Mom. I don't think I've ever said it quite in that way before. And never again, because that was terrible. Hey everyone, how are you today? I hope you are all doing well. I'm alright, I'm fine. I'm a little lonely, guys. Oh, don't be sad. I'm fine. It's just that this week is a trickier one. It's one of those weeks where my wife, Christine, had to go out of town for work. She had to leave on Sunday, and she comes back, I'm not even sure, Friday, Saturday? I know it's no later than Saturday. It's a big, long work thing, and it's boring, never mind. But, so this week, it's just me and the kids in the house, and usually that's fine. Christine has had to travel a lot for work this year, and normally it's like 2, maybe 3, at most 4 days, and that's totally, it's a bummer, it's kind of lonely, but it's manageable. But I don't think she's had to leave for a whole week before. But work has just been killing her with all that stuff. And she doesn't like it either. She would much prefer stay home. I mean, she's enjoyed herself as much as she could, but she just doesn't like being away from the kids and all the travel and all the craziness. But anyway, I don't know how single parents do it. I don't know how single moms do it. I mean, I'm just here in the house. I don't necessarily have to leave the house at any time to go to a job, to make the money, to go run, well, the rest of the stuff I do. I do have to run the errands, I have to go shopping, I have to take the kids to school, I have to, do all the stuff, but that's normal. But how would you do all this? And a lot of single parents have to both work and go to school so they can get a better job one day. How do you do it? I don't understand. I mean, I'm here, I'm outnumbered. It's just me and the kids. And aside from the extra workload that it takes, because it's just you dealing with everything that needs to happen, you gotta make sure the homework gets done, you gotta make sure the house is clean, you gotta make sure they get in bed on time, you gotta make sure they're all fed and clean and everything else, and then you have to get up in the morning and do it all again on time. If you added in, I also have to deal with daycare and go to work and make sure I go to school and do my studies and write papers. Holy crap, how do you do it? I really don't know. Every time my wife goes out of town, it brings me a newfound respect for single parents. Not that it wasn't there before, but it's just, I always think about it every time that she goes out of town. I just think, I don't know how you guys do it. I'm outnumbered this week. I'm all alone. Not all alone. The kids are here, and thank goodness. It's nice to hang out with the kids. It certainly helps. That would be a big bummer if they were somewhere else. Can't imagine where that would be. But, so it is nice that I do get to hang out with the kids, and that's good. But still gets a little lonely. Gets a little, without your wife, or whatever. Your husband, your spouse. It just, after a time, it just wears on you. I just miss my wife. Miss my wife. Want to hang out with her. And it's hard for her to be away from the kids. It's really hard for her to be away for so long. We FaceTime every day, several times a day, so she can see us and see the kids, and they see her, and even little Thaddeus, who was only 1.5 years old, will smile and wave. He's like, ah, look, there's Mom on the screen, and he gets real pumped about it, and that's really cute and fun. But it's still hard. But we're halfway there. Halfway through this bummer of a week. And we'll get through it. Anyway, I hope you all have a lovely day. And I will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast. If you like the show, do me a favor and leave a review on iTunes. It would be really nice, and it helps new listeners find the show. If you'd like to get a hold of me, you can always find me on Twitter. The username is Mr. Mom Daily. You can also email me at MrMomDaily@gmail.com. And there's also the website MrMomDaily.com. Thanks for listening.